Welcome to Classical Baddies. My name is Sophia.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Yusha. And today we're going to be playing a little game. Like every other time we've played a game, I'm going to be saying something, and these two have to guess what I'm saying.
Okay.
Good game, yeah. I love that game. Say something and guess what I'm saying.
So this time, I'm going to be poorly explaining an opera in like one or two lines, and then they have to guess what opera it is.
Yeah.
This may not go well, but let's try.
I can't wait to lose.
You say that every time, Katie.
They do this every year.
They do this every year. That's the best I could do.
Good.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Alrighty. So, shall we start?
Yes.
Yes.
Woman likes seducing people, but her newest person that she seduces decides that he wants to kill her.
And he wants to kill her.
Wants to exchange her.
Okay, I'm trying to think of ones with seductress Carmen?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Girl gets kidnapped, develops Stockholm syndrome, and falls in love with her heroer, her rescuer too.
With her rescuer.
Yeah.
So wait, she's in love with her guy she has Stockholm syndrome for
No,
and a
no, no, no.
rescuer?
So she gets developed Stockholm syndrome, so she likes the person that she's been kidnapped by and then
Okay.
falls in love with her rescuer.
No, it's not Tristan and
That's a
Imogen.
very that
It's not
has
Tristan
no
and Imogen.
kidnapping in it.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking
Okay, I'm trying to think of ones where they get kidnapped.
it no. 'Cause it's not the magic flute. My brain just don't give me that look.
Is it the magic flute?
It's the magic flute.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Yeah, you said it, you're like, it's not the magic flute. I was like, it's not? Where'd you
Well,
get
because
that
my
then?
brain immediately was like, no, it can't be that. It's too
Yeah.
obvious, but okay.
You guys can split the point.
High five. Seriously, I
Six.
wouldn't have gotten it if Katie hadn't said magic flute and my brain went, wait a minute. Wait a darn minute, yeah.
Poor, sick, poor people decide to live their lives.
La Boheme.
Yeah.
As soon as you said poor people,
Yeah.
I got
Is it Rent?
it. Yeah. I mean, essentially.
A prostitute gets killed.
I mean, I want to say La Traviata, but that's only. You
Yeah.
can do a little better than that.
I honestly could not remember what else happens in that opera.
That's. Like, she has a dude show up and is like, I'm in love with you, and she's like, I'm not a woman. I never thought that someone could love me because I'm a prostitute, which I mean is very sad. And then she
Yeah.
dies of tuberculosis.
Yeah. Did I say she gets killed?
Yeah, that's why I
Oh,
was really thrown off. But
sorry.
I'm like, you said prostitute,
Yeah.
so.
A man with disabilities is bullied and then his daughter is stolen and attacked.
Rigoletto.
Yeah.
I'm nailing this.
Oh, racism.
Racism.
All of Mozart.
No.
Race, just racism?
No, I was gonna elaborate. I just thought it was funny.
Please say more than racism.
Exoticism.
Why? That doesn't happen.
Is it
American colonizers.
okay, colonization?
Well, yeah.
American colonization.
Yeah.
Is it a newer one?
No.
No, it's not the console.
If I tell you anything else, it'll just give it away.
American. Oh God. Okay.
I know like two operas solidly, and that's it.
Is it really obvious? As are we stupid for not getting this?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on how many operas you know, but
None.
I would
I
think
know.
so. It's, I guess it would be like Japanese cultural
Oh
appropriation.
my God!
Madame
Madame
Butterfly.
Butterfly. It's like. I thought of it briefly and then forgot it from my brain because I forgot that the guy's American in it.
Yeah.
Pinkerton, yeah.
Two guys decide to gaslight their wives.
Oh my God, is it Così fan tutte?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's for laughs. It's fine. It's fine if you gaslight your wife for fun.
Two people fall in love and they can't be together, so they decide to kill themselves instead of living without each other.
Romeo and
Yeah.
Juliet.
Too
Nope.
many. Is it Tristan and Isolde?
Yeah.
Okay, doesn't he kill himself by accident though?
Does
In it?
he?
Because isn't it that he rips open his wound and bleeds out in her arms after she came to save him?
I don't know.
And it's supposed to be this whole tragic thing, and it's just like Tristan's just an idiot.
I guess. I don't know, man. I just know that they die because they don't want to be without each other once they dock the ship.
Yeah, I remember it because for a project, I read this like analysis of it where they talked about how death is a metaphor for an orgasm in it. Oh my God, it's a whole thing. It's so
What?
weird. It really makes you look at it and you're like, Wagner is into some freaky stuff, man.
I'm gonna need you to. What?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not elaborating. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay, so man's wife dies. He tries to bring her back to life.
Oh, I feel like I know this.
Yeah, this one should be pretty obvious.
Oh, God.
Oh, is it based off Greek mythology?
Oh my God, it's Orpheus and Eurydice. Or is it
Orfeo
Orfeo
or
Eurydice?
yeah, Orfeo e Eurydice, however you say it. I think that's like that.
Is that Monteverdi?
Well, it depends which one. L'Orfeo is by Monteverdi, but
Right.
the Orfeo ed Eurydice is by often no. Yes?
Offenbach?
I don't know if it's by. No, I know the name Offenbach. I just can't remember if it's by Offenbach.
It was written by Gluck. Gluck, Gluck 9000.
It's because Gluck's done it, Offenbach's done it, Glass has done it, and Monteverdi's done it.
It's a very popular story.
Yeah. Okay, so a woman gets broken up with and decides that killing herself is the best solution.
There's so
Yeah.
many. There's so many.
What language is it in?
I would give it away if I told you that.
My brain's gotta. No, that's not right. Hold up.
Okay,
It's just the plot to every opera.
is
When
it
did I.
really an opera if she doesn't kill herself because he doesn't love her back?
She's a queen.
Okay. The
I like,
queen?
basically gives it away. She's a queen who gets broken up with and decides to kill herself instead of living her life.
Oh my God.
It's in English. Guys!
You're spelling it out for us. Oh my God.
Greek
Is
mythology.
it Dido? Oh my gosh. I haven't
Oh!
seen it. I just know the Dido's Lament. And it's mostly because you sang
Yeah.
it. Dido and Aeneas? Aeneas?
Dido and Aeneas.
Aeneas. Aeneas.
Aeneas.
Oh,
That was one letter off from something that wrong.
I don't actually know the full story of this one, but a man sacrifices his son.
Noah's Ark.
What?
What?
I don't know. I just know that it's not an opera. My j brain just immediately went, oh, remember that time in the Bible when God was
Don't
like, kill your
Noah's
son?
Ark. I don't think that's Noah's Ark.
I think it
That's
is.
no,
Or
it's
was it
children.
Cain and Abel? No,
Hey.
Cain killed Abel. I don't know the Bible. I swear to
Why would
God.
you say anything?
Because you know what? It's fine. I thought I knew something, but I didn't.
Noah doesn't sacrifice his son.
Well, I'm pretty sure because he says to take him to the top of a mountain and then stab him. And then when he's about to stab him, God's like, no, don't actually stab him. You've proved your worth to me.
I don't know if that's Noah's Ark, though.
I know.
I don't know. I don't know enough about the Bible.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
Anyways, Greek mythology, man is sacrifices his is forced to sacrifice his son.
Icarus?
Oh, boy. No,
No,
he doesn't.
Icarus doesn't sacrifice.
He doesn't do that. Daedalus doesn't sacrifice Icarus on purpose. Yeah, it
That was an oopsie. Well,
was
he also told his son, "Hey, buddy, that's wax on your wings. Don't
an
fly too close to the sun because, heat, wax, it melts." Icarus is
oopsie.
like, "Fuck you, Dad. I can do what I want. It's not
Yeah,
a fate."
but he also said not to fly too close to the ocean because then your wings will get too
Water.
heavy and you'll still
Not
kind of
heavy.
shake
The
off.
water would dissolve the wax. Yeah.
Yeah, but also when you get too high into the sky, it gets colder. So
It's not
the story
science.
is
Greek
incorrect.
mythology. I'm sorry. Let's tell Zeus that. Let's take that with Zeus. Because we all know how accurate, scientifically accurate Greek mythology
Guess
is.
so.
Anyways, oh gosh. Man's forced to sacrifice his son, Greek mythology.
He's the king of Crete.
That's something with a minotaur, then? Why can't I think of... I'm going to feel so stupid.
It's Indominio.
Oh, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I realize that. A priestess has two children.
Norma.
Yep. This chick is being forced to marry someone she doesn't love when she loves another person, and in the end,
every opera.
Has a rage aria, and then dies.
Lucia di Lammermoor.
Yeah. Woman dresses in drag to save her husband.
Oh, is it, what is it? What is it? I sang an aria from it. Used it too. Is it?
I said Fidelio.
Alcina.
It's Fidelio.
Although, that's...
But that she is also dresses up in...
Yeah.
I feel like she gets a point.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are we keeping track of points at this point? I just know I have more.
I just know Sophia's winning, but I always know that I'm going to lose, so it's okay.
Oh god, are we going to have to listen back to this and determine a winner?
A whole bunch of people cheat on each other.
It's, what opera was I in? Fledermaus.
Yes.
There you go.
A girl's salty that a guy broke up with her like 30 years before. I'm joking. It's probably like 5 years before. Because he had to. He had no choice.
What? A girl's salty that she got dumped years before. And that's it. That's all we get.
But like he had no choice.
Okay.
But to break up with her.
No choice but to leave her. I have no idea.
Okay. He's rich, she was poor, now she's rich, and she said, and he says,
is it, we saw it together, Soph.
We saw Traviata together.
No, did I see it with you, or did I see, no, I don't, is
it's
it?
It's not the Merry Widow, is it?
Is it the Merry Widow?
Yes, it's the Merry Widow.
Oh my god.
That's yeah, the one that's I was thinking of, because I remember I went and saw that with my...
First of all, the whole point is that it's a bad explanation.
Yeah, but it's very true. I can't give you some...
But the whole point, the point of the opera is that he mm-hmm. was rich and his dad said, you can't marry her, yeah. and because she was poor, and then she got money, mm-hmm. and then he says, I won't marry you now because that would mean that I'm marrying you for your money, but I love you, but I won't tell you that I love you.
Yeah,
Danilovich. Yeah.
Danilovich, yeah.
This will be really easy.
Yeah, sorry.
Girl kisses a decapitated head.
Oh!
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
We love the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
Good family fun.
We'll do one last one.
Okay.
Okay.
Tiebreaker? No.
Not a tiebreaker.
Katie guesses that with this one, she can win the whole game.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Girl falls in love with the first time, guy breaks her heart, and then flirts with her sister, and then duels with the sister's fiance, and then kills him.
With the sister.
Let me go through the three operas that I know. It's none of them. It's...
No, that's not it.
Just say it.
For some reason, the only opera I can think of with sisters is Nabucco, but I know that's not Nabucco. There's a very different opera. It's...
I wonder if you guys actually know this opera. I thought you did.
I have no idea.
Maybe I don't know it.
It's Russian.
Oh, is it Eugene Onegin? Yes! Okay, yeah.
Congratulations, Sophia, for winning.
Also, it's Eugene Onegin.
Onegin, I don't remember. I've only ever seen it written. Actually, no, I've definitely heard people talk about it.
Yeah.
I just didn't remember it correctly. Someone was actually talking to me about it yesterday.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And you still call it Eugene Onegin.
I really blanked. Okay. The Eastern European one.
Well, after this riveting episode, thank you guys so much for listening to us today. As always, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Tumblr. Oh, we're on Tumblr. I forgot. We're on Tumblr. And on there, you can find the link to our card site.
On our card site, you can find links to everywhere that we are streamed, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Deezer, Pandora, and many, many more.
And once again, thank you so much for tuning in today, this week, whenever you so happen to find yourself listening to our lovely voices. We hope you have a great week and hope to catch you next time. Bye! Bye.